Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where this great nation and all of its various parts and opinion groups and ideologies and partisan politics all reacting in their specific and unique and disparate ways to the situation in Ukraine. Whatever this is, it could be a war, it could be an incident, it could be the beginning of something terrible, it could even be the beginning of something actually worthwhile and the strengthening of a transatlantic alliance that has done so much to make the world a better place, by the way, for a very, very long time. It's more than 80 years now. And that alliance seems to be rallying to the defense of Ukraine. And that doctrine is a responsibility to protect. We're going to be speaking with an academic expert in international law, specifically in the Balkans, Ivana Stradner. And she actually is taking a look at the fact that that is exactly the basis that Vladimir Putin has used to justify his troops on Ukrainian territory, saying that his responsibility is to protect ethnic Russians wherever they live. And there are some ethnic Russians who live in Ukrainian territory, and claiming, as he has, and as President Trump has agreed with him, apparently, that his troops in there with the tanks that he has, they're all peacekeepers, and that gives Vladimir Putin the justification for actually keeping those troops and those tanks and those forces, and there are lots of them, and naval forces as well surrounding Ukraine. That is all to protect Russians who are suffering. How exactly? We'll hear about that a little bit later this hour on the Michael Medved Show. We will also be talking about the idea that Democrats on this one issue appear to be more united and certainly more supportive of going to bat for Ukraine, for helping Ukraine, trying to defend Ukraine's independence and sovereignty than Republicans. Republicans are deeply divided. There are some people who have a very extreme contempt for any argument about Ukraine being a significant issue for Americans. But President Trump, who had been fairly quiet about this for a while, did a radio interview yesterday where he clearly expressed a sympathy and praise for Putin. And it's really a remarkable presentation of an unexpected division in American foreign policy. I honestly cannot think of anything quite like this. It took Vietnam. I mean, Vietnam was going on for literally years before prominent politicians spoke up, let alone a former president, an immediate former president who wants to be a future president. He wants to be not just number 45, but number 47 as well. Decided to speak up on behalf of Vladimir Putin, who he calls a genius and very savvy. Why? How does that help America? How does that help President Trump's forthcoming campaign? How does it help the Republican Party? 1-800-955-1776. There is a new poll, and it's a big new poll from National Opinion Research Center at University of Chicago, one of the most respected sources of polling information, that says that, in general, most Americans do not want this country deeply involved in any of the goings-on in Ukraine. They view that as irrelevant, distant, and the numbers are strong. Now, people are, when they're asked, do you want America to be deeply involved, minimally involved, or not involved at all, people are two times as likely to say we want America not involved at all as they are to say that we want America deeply involved. Most people, the biggest numbers, people say they would like this country minimally involved. We're more than minimally involved now. And that is because despite the fact that Joe Biden drew a lot of very well-deserved criticism for his abject and pathetic handling of the situation in Afghanistan, Biden, Sleepy Joe, as he was called during a campaign, I can remember, Biden appears to have woken up at least a little bit, and that together with some of our allies in Great Britain and elsewhere. We're also going to be speaking today about some of the issues about freedom of speech, freedom of expression in this country, involving, in this case, this one new case, a web designer in Colorado who basically designs wedding materials and invitations and declined to do that using her setting up a whole website for a gay couple. And she is being sued for violation of civil rights. That case is going to the Supreme Court. And a lot of people are expecting there will be a new clarity there beyond the Baker case, the Jack Phillips, who was a guest on our show, Baker case. He is from Colorado also and is the same Colorado Human Rights Commission that is involved with the enforcement of the law, and suggesting that if you choose not to use your own talents to design a website for a gay couple who want that website design, then you are discriminating. And the point, of course, that the Alliance Defending Freedom, who has taken this case, what point they make is that it's not a refusal to serve this gay couple. It's a refusal to create a website all about a gay wedding. Because doesn't freedom of speech mean not only a freedom to say whatever you want, but also a freedom not to say something that you don't want to believe in and don't want to say? There are warnings about a coming Democratic apocalypse. Democrats doing incredibly poorly in polling. Will the Ukraine matter change that at all? The brand is so toxic, says an AP news story, Dems fear extinction in rural U.S. There's also a piece in Bloomberg, of all places, that says that the Democrats are looking at a potential wipeout. And will the Ukraine situation change that at all? Maybe, say some experts. We will also be speaking a little bit about the, another new cultural controversy that seems to disturb people a great deal, which is Governor Ron DeSantis, who is no stranger to controversy, has said that he would gladly sign and is supporting a bill that would restrict classroom discussion of gay and trans identity. Is that so horrible? Limiting it not for high schools, this is for younger kids, and keeping it age appropriate. Is that an outrageous idea? We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved show. Republicans in Washington have made a surprise announcement. That's something I think everybody's been waiting for, which is the State of the Union address is coming up. It's coming up on March 1st. Before the State of the Union address, in fact, the President of the United States is, that's on Tuesday night, probably right before then, perhaps on Monday or Sunday, he will announce his choice for a Supreme Court justice. Yes, of course, it will be a black woman, as everybody knows. But the president apparently has interviewed three of the prominent judges that have been on the top of everybody's lists, including Ketanji Brown Jackson and Leandra Kruger. And J. Michelle Childs, that's the one who is favored by Lindsey Graham. And I think the fact that she does have some Republican support, the others not so much, means that it may be an appointment of Judge Childs who would get confirmed. But then you have the State of the Union address, and one of the big things about that State of the Union address is obviously, with President Biden in so much trouble in public opinion polling, and with the overwhelming focus on a potentially devastating war in Europe, with all of that going on, there's going to be particular attention to this State of the Union more than others. It also will be a chance for Joe Biden to try to confront the fact that there are millions and millions of Americans who look at his performance and think this guy is not up to the job. So who gets the job of answering him? You may remember there are a lot of famous Republicans who have been called on to answer Democratic presidents in the past. That includes, yes, of course, President Clinton and President Obama. And the answer this time is going to be coming from Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa, which is kind of a surprise, because normally it's somebody who at least has rumors of presidential aspirations or presidential stature. Kim Reynolds does not. She's a good governor. She's popular in Iowa. She's gotten high grades, in particular for her handling of the pandemic and the COVID-19 in the state of Iowa, which has done fairly well. But the question is, why is she the choice? Because Iowa is not a state that really has been in play. President Trump won there decisively, both in 2016 and in 2020. There was no argument about who won in Iowa. One of the ideas about this is that she is somebody who can directly appeal to rural voters. And you might say, well, what does the Republican Party need to be worried about rural voters? There's this piece I've mentioned, and it's a very insightful and it's a devastating piece, in fact. And it's a piece by Steve Peoples in the Associated Press. And he begins this way: some Democrats in rural Pennsylvania are afraid to tell you they're Democrats. The party's brand is so toxic in the small towns 100 miles northeast of Pittsburgh that some liberals have removed bumper stickers and yard signs and refused to acknowledge publicly their party affiliation. These Democrats are used to being outnumbered by the local Republican majority, but as their numbers continue to dwindle, those who remain are feeling increasingly isolated and unwelcome in their own communities. The hatred for Democrats is just unbelievable, said Tom Hollihan, who's an accountant based in rural McKean County, Pennsylvania, who recently encouraged his daughter to get rid of a pro-Joe Biden bumper sticker. I feel like we're on the run. Well, if they're on the run in rural America already, and that's the theme of this article, and they are, and if you look at the numbers, Trump did even better in rural parts of the country in 2020 than he did in 2016. So what's the deal with Kim Reynolds? if Republicans are already winning, not only in her state. The deal is this, and this was an idea that was put forward by Hot Air, and I think that they're right about this, that right now if you look at the key governorship races where the Republicans are really, really hoping to knock off, and here again I'm not talking about putting a target on somebody, I'm talking about basically voting out of office from some liberal governors who are up for re-election and should be very vulnerable. And they include mostly governors in the Midwest. And if you consider, as some people do, Pennsylvania as part of the extended Midwest, it's also in Pennsylvania, the governor is, Wolf, is term limited, but they have a very red hot governor's race there where the GOP could pick up a key governorship. And in Wisconsin, and, very much, and in Michigan, where, Gretchen Whitmer is facing re-election. And the idea is that by running up the vote totals and the turnout and speaking directly to those, and there are millions of people in the rural Midwest who are going to decide those governor's races, including one in Kansas, where really it should be a GOP state, those states can come home. They also are key Senate races that are going to help determine what happens in the U.S. Senate. Senate races where, for instance, in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, Republican senators and two very fine Republican senators, Rob Portman in Ohio and Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, they both are leaving the Senate. They're Republicans, and these were considered swing states at one point. And now with the incredibly complicated Republican primaries going on, I mean, the primary in Ohio is just madness. They, one of the leading candidates who was just endorsed by Rob Portman, the departing senator, had attacked her chief rivals, saying that they were carrying on the way they are, and they're both very spirited campaigners who were attacking one another. She suggested that they felt a sense of sexual inadequacy, and that's why they were doing that. It's really one of the more remarkable ads this early in a campaign. In any event, it could be that Kim Reynolds, who is a kitchen table kind of talker, common sense, down home, not anything that is going to get people tremendously excited either in a good way or a bad way, might be a very wise choice and could do very well when you're talking about Tuesday night and the State of the Union. So what is the state of international law and the justification for what the U.S. is doing, getting involved in Ukraine, versus Putin's own justification for occupying a big chunk of the UK, Ukraine. We will be speaking with Dr. Ivana Stradner, who is an expert on international law and Russian aggression beyond the battlefield. She's with the American Enterprise Institute and more coming up on the Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. CSA Radio News with John Hunt.
The CDC says people getting the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine should now consider waiting up to 8 weeks between the first and second doses instead of the 3 to 4 weeks previously recommended. CDC officials say they're reacting to research showing that the longer interval can provide more enduring protection. 12 to 64-year-olds, especially males 12 to 39, can benefit more from the longer spacing. The longer wait may help diminish a current vaccination side effect, a form of heart inflammation called pericarditis, seen in many young men. And President Joe Biden has interviewed the three finalists for the Supreme Court vacancy that will open up when Justice Stephen Breyer retires later this year. Biden spoke with two federal judges, Ketanji Brown Jackson and J. Michelle Childs, and California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger. The White House said all of the possible candidates are deserving of bipartisan support. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, Vladimir Putin says he has invaded Ukraine, occupied a big chunk of what he considers to be now newly independent republics. He's done this all in the name of protecting Russian nationals who are menaced by Ukrainian efforts to kill and oppress and repress them. Is there anything to that? Is that a under international law, a justifiable reason to move all those troops into Ukraine? Somebody who's written about that and has written a terrific piece that everybody should take a look at, which is about a responsibility to protect Ukraine. Ivana Strodner. She is an expert in international law and the Jean Kirkpatrick Visiting Research Fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where her research broadly focuses on the intersection of international law and security. Dr. Strodner, thanks very much for joining us. When Putin says he is only interested in protecting the lives and fortunes and welfare of Russians who are living outside Russia's border, that's, as you point out in your piece, reminiscent of something that the world has heard before, right?
Absolutely. This is nothing new for Russia, because this is the same playbook that Vladimir Putin already used in 2008 in Georgia and 2014 in Ukraine and Crimea. So this is absolutely nothing new. Indeed.
It's also the same playbook that was used by Adolf Hitler, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the same playbook about false flag operations in making a pretext for an invasion. Because he certainly is trying also to convince his domestic audience that the Russians are repressed over there. That's also part of Russian information operations that Russia certainly mastered over the course of the past two decades during the Vladimir Putin's presidency. So this is really nothing new. The problem is that these are all lies, and unfortunately they're all over social media. And this is, there are two problems here, because in 2008, in 2014, social media was not that present. It was very difficult also to convince his own population about certain things, but now with the social media being so present, it's much easier to spread information operations freely. And let alone Russian military capabilities along the Ukraine border are right now near 100% of all forces, according to Pentagon.
Yeah, and they have confirmed that it looks like the Russians are ready to go, and I know there are a lot of people who are assuming they're not going to stop in Lugansk and Donetsk, that they may be attacking Kyiv itself. But with all of this going on...
I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that, because in my view this is just the beginning. If you, for example, consider he has more than 24 warships in the Black Sea, very, very strong cruise missile capabilities, ballistic missiles are ready. And in addition to Donbas, I would really also pay attention to what's happening in Transnistria, in Moldova. Certainly what's happening in Kaliningrad is also something we should pay attention to, activities close to the Baltic states. So the United Kingdom 2 days ago stated that in addition to Ukraine, the Baltic states, but also the Balkans, especially Bosnia, are also areas that we should pay attention to in terms of Russian activities.
It's all very sobering, but here's the question. There are people in the United States today, and a lot of them politicians or former politicians, who basically are echoing Putin's line. I just saw a video that was put forward by a former Democrat member of the House of Representatives named Tulsi Gabbard. She ran for president. She didn't get any votes, but she ran for the Democratic nomination for president. And she is now saying that Ukraine is a dictatorship, that it is repressive, that they have squelched freedom of the press. And it's just a handsomely produced piece on the internet by a former U.S. congressman. How do you make it clear to the American people that this is not actually true?
Well, to begin with, this is disgraceful, because what Putin is doing in Ukraine, it also threatens U.S. national security. So I oftentimes like to say that in addition to having our enemies abroad, we also have people who undermine our security domestically. And I'm not surprised, actually, to see these things, because if you, for example, consider how Russia has been very, very successfully using information operations, even domestically in the United States, to shape information space, how we should perceive Moscow, it works. And, you know, both on Democrats, but also some Republicans mirror Putin's rhetorics, and we need to definitely counter that by exposing the facts. And this is, you know, why I'm very grateful for U.S. intelligence for exposing all those false flag operations and talking about that loudly, like to see what Putin is really doing.
Okay, there's a new APNORC, National Opinion Research Center poll from University of Chicago, and they asked a question of American adults, and they asked, the U.S. should play a big role, major role, a minor role, or no role at all in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. First of all, Ivana, if you were asked that question, what would your answer be? Major role, minor role, or no role at all?
I firmly believe that the United States should have also a major role because we are a democratic country. We absolutely need to promote also our democratic our interests also in Europe. And as I said, also what's happening in Ukraine, it certainly undermines also our national security. So to some extent, we will definitely be involved. Nobody expects, and just to make this clear, that the United States will send troops over there. I'm not even sure that Ukrainians are expecting something like that from us. What they do expect, they expect us to send weapons and to help them with intelligence. And we are doing that. In addition to that, I think the United States should also play a very important role, and I think we are doing that, to work with our European partners when it comes to Ukraine, because Putin certainly did not expect, such a strong transatlantic ties, because for several years, ties were not that strong between Europe and the United States.
And obviously there has been a much more united response, especially from countries like Germany and France. Germany, which right away canceled the certification of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. What's alarming to me, Dr. Stratner, is that this poll that I asked you, it's only one out of four Americans who agreed with you that we should play a major role. 52% thought we should play a minor role. There are 20%, one out of five, who think we should have no role at all. It's important that you're out there helping to get information on hand. To read the new piece, Responsibility to Protect Ukraine, by Dr. Ivana Stratner, go to michaelmedved.com, click on it. It's published by the American Enterprise Institute. We will be right back on what that responsibility really means. Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America, it's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness and an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, breaking news just a few minutes ago, 80% of the Russian forces who are gathered near Ukraine's border are ready to go now, as a U.S. defense official told reporters today, just again moments ago. They're ready to go now with a large-scale scale attack on the ex-Soviet nation. President Trump, when he was interviewed about all this, he commented on the number of tanks and suggested, and I think he meant it in jest, but this is hardly a laughing matter, that we needed that kind of peacekeepers on our southern border. One of the points that Ivana Stradner was talking about, and she is somebody who obviously has followed these developments with a great detail and great avidity, is the analogies to Adolf Hitler. And what are those analogies? Hitler invaded Poland because he said that German nationals who were leaving in Poland, German-speaking population, and it was before the war, a very substantial German-speaking population in Poland, and the claims were, and they were not true at all, that the German speakers in Poland, and he made the same claim about the German speakers in the Sudetenland in Czechoslovakia, that they were being repressed, they were being oppressed, they were not being given cultural independence, they weren't able to live out their master race destiny, and so therefore he had to come in to protect those German communities. It is almost a direct echo of what Putin is doing now. And this also leads me to another update where I always love to be able to report that the Republican Party has done something really smart and very appropriate, but that is the case here. The Missouri Republican Party does not want conservative radio host Steve West to represent them in an upcoming state representative election over his abhorrent ideas, in quotes, including his longstanding support for Adolf Hitler. You know, generally, it's not a good thing for Republicans to say, well, I'm a little bit Nazi, a little bit Republican. That's what Democrats say about us, but it's not something Republicans should say. In a tweet yesterday, the Republican Party of Missouri said it has rejected the filing fee of Steve West, who sought to run for office as a member of the GOP. West's past statements are, quote, vile and conflict with the fundamental values of our platform. West, who had hoped to be on the ballot for the Missouri House of Representatives, has embraced a number of anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, and homophobic statements on his radio show, including saying that Hitler was right, exclamation point, about his actions that led to World War II and the death, by the way, of 60 million human beings. West was on the ballot and both in 2018 and 2020, but was defeated by Democrats both times. No room for Nazis? Let us hope not. And then this gets to the other desire to make this an issue of fascism somehow, some way. There's a message, a tweet that was put up by Candace Owens. And Candace Owens can be a brilliant commentator. She's a very effective communicator. She also, in my opinion, is sometimes goes way off the rails with wildly irresponsible sentiments. She conveyed this in her Twitter account. Stop talking about Russia. Stop, capital letters. Stop talking about Russia. Send American troops to Canada to deal with the tyrannical reign of Justin Trudeau Castro. He has fundamentally declared himself dictator and is waging war on innocent Canadian protesters and those who have supported them financially. Now, really? Really? Then you have Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that Trudeau has gone full dictator, and linking that somehow to the situation in Russia, saying the why are the all the neocons now drooling with their hunger for innocent blood of American 18-year-olds? Which, again, given the fact that no one, to my knowledge, no one has called for a boots-on-the-ground American presence or direct involvement in Ukraine. Also, J.D. Vance, who is a good writer, and I thought his book, Hillbilly Elegy, was a very good and powerful and important book. But he's now running for the U.S. Senate for the Republican nomination in Ohio for the Senate seat that was held with considerable distinction by Rob Portman for a long time. He has said repeatedly, I don't really care what happens to Ukraine. The reason it matters so much is because, as a number of people have commented, there are a number of things that the United States of America has accomplished for the entire world that I think confirm the notion that we are a nation with a purpose, with a mission, not just a nation that is concerned about being able to fill our gas tanks and have nice vacations and put food on the table. That too, of course. But part of the mission for the United States is to make it possible for the whole world to live in relative peace, for smaller nations next door to larger nations not to have to fear that they're going to be overrun, that their sovereignty is going to be erased, not to have a drive and a bloody drive for world mastery that never goes well. And if anyone can look at the model that Vladimir Putin is following, even his previous incursions into the insurgency that he has been paying for and stimulating in the Donbass, in these two occupied territories right now, in Lugansk and Donetsk, that's claimed 14,000 lives. 14,000 people, most of them, the great majority of them, Ukrainians, and the idea that Ukraine was once called the breadbasket of Europe, and it was because they grew a lot of food there. The idea that you have so few people who want America to play a major role in Ukraine, sure, it reflects exhaustion with the endless fighting and the endless demands of American blood and treasure in Afghanistan and to some extent in Iraq. But this is a very large, significant country. And if you look at the things that America has accomplished in the whole history of our country, and I've written about this, you can get material from the Medved History Store, and you should about this, we accomplished something amazing. And it was only accomplished because it was on a bipartisan basis. It was President Truman, it was President Eisenhower, it was President Kennedy and Johnson, Republicans as well as Democrats, and then, of course, President Reagan and President Bush, who defeated this 70-year terrorist dictatorship that had claimed literally millions of dead bodies in the biggest prison camps, bigger than any Nazi prison camps. In fact, that's why it was referred to by Solzhenitsyn as a Gulag archipelago. Gulag is the Russian acronym for their forced labor and prison encampments. When you talk about a communist regime that has basically contributed to the death of close to 100 million people over some 70 years, and then the ability of the United States to stay on focus, to stick with that, to overcome through economic, moral, and yes, occasionally military strength, this great evil, that's something that makes us this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.